Well, a happy new year to you all, and welcome to the first show of 2016. And to celebrate the fact that it's the first show, we've got a new signature tune. That was the Monaghan Twig from Triple Harp Bypass, which is an album by a band called Iron Lung, a trio. Mick Kinsella, fantastic harmonica player. Brendan Power, likewise a fantastic harmonica player. And Rick Epping there, kicking off by playing the Jew's harp, although he too is a fantastic harmonica player. As I promised last year, this is going to be a Bob Dylan special. I am no expert on Bob Dylan or his works, but I do know that the man has probably done more than any single human being to further the cause, if you like, of folk music. He's a great songwriter, a great singer, a great absorber of influences from all over, from the British folk tradition, from people like Woody Guthrie, from the railroad riding hobos of America, you name it. He's taken them all in, soaked them all up, and spat them all out again in a body of great song. I looked all over for a good version of Maggie's Farm. I had a request from Ken Dunlop, who said, please play the version by Mike Seeger, David Grisman, and John Hartford. But in fact, I played that a couple of weeks back when I was trailing this show and saying I was going to do it. I found this version, which I think is terrific, from a guy called Bieber Hermann. I never heard of him before. He's a German blues singer who works mostly on the continent. But I think here he's produced a cracking version of a classic Bob Dylan song, Maggie's Farm.
Try my best to be just like I am. Everybody Everybody wants you to be just like them. They slave and sing while I just get bored. I ain't gonna work for me, 'cause if I'm no more.
Bieber Herman there from the album Grounded, with a great version of Maggie's Farm. Now, when I searched around for folky versions of the Dylan canon, what I was looking for was really deeply acoustic stuff, the kind of thing you'd hear in folk clubs all over Europe and the States. And of course, Eric Bibb has done a fabulous version on Deeper in the Well, his classic album. A fabulous version of The Times They Are A-Changin'.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept that soon you'll be drenched to the bone if your time to you is worth saving. Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a change. Come writers and critics, prophesize with your pen. Keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. Don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. There's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changin'. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside that's raging. It'll soon shake your windows, it'll rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changin'. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changin'. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, and the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'.
Classy stuff there. Eric Bibb from the album Deeper in the Well with The Times They Are A-Changin'. Now, in 2011, Radio 2 decided to celebrate Bob Dylan's 70th birthday by getting the cream of the British folk scene to reinterpret songs from his iconic album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. The album was called Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, colon, A Folk Tribute, and it got people on it like Martin Carthy, Kareem, Paul Watt, Coop Boys and Simpson, Billy Bragg, Seth Lakeman, and this last, Cara Dylan, who's here with a band called the Scoville Units, and she's singing a beautiful version of Carina, Carina.
Carina, Carina, girl, where you've been so long? Carina, Carina, girl, where you've been so long? Been worrying about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I've got a bird that whistles, I've got a bird that sings, I've got a bird that whistles, I've got a bird that sings, but I ain't got Carina, well life don't mean
Carina, Cara Dillon's version there, together with the Scoville Units, and that's from the album The Freewheeling Bob Dylan, colon, a folk tribute, released in 2011 when Radio 2 celebrated Dylan's 70th birthday. Now, when I had the idea of doing this show, I posted up on Facebook and literally, well, hundreds of people wrote back and posted back with their individual choices. One of the people who posted was Chris Usden from South Yorkshire, saying, Martin Carthy's Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll off his Signs of Life album is a true classic. Well, for Chris Usden, Michael Carter, Glyn Morrow and Kev Boyd, here's Martin Carthy from the album Signs of Life with the Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll. This has got to be one of Dylan's most powerful ever songs about the terrible, terrible murder of a helpless and completely innocent black woman.
William Sansinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled round his diamond ring finger in a Baltimore hotel society gathering. And the cops were called in and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked William Sansinger for first degree murder. And you who philosophize disgrace and criticize our fears, take the rag away from your face. Now's not the time for your tears. William Sansinger arranged 24 years, owning a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents
chance to provide and protect him and high office relatives in the politics of Maryland, who reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulder and swearing and sneering, and his tongue it was snarling, and in a matter of minutes on bail was out walking. And yo-ho philosophized his grace and criticized our fears. Take the rag away from your face, now's not the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was a maid in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children, who carried the dishes and took out the garbage and never once sat at the head of the table, who never even spoke to the people at the table, who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and come down through the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentlemen. She never done nothing to William Sandzinger. And you, who philosophized his grace and criticize our fears. Take the rag away from your face, now's not the time for your tears. In the courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel, show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level, and that the strings in the books aren't pulled and persuaded, and that even the nobles get properly handled, once that the cops have chased after and caught them, and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the man who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning, and he spoke through his cloak most deep and distinguished, and he handed out strongly for penalty and repentance William Sandzinger with a 6 month sentence. And you, who philosophized his grace and criticized our fears, bury the rag most deep in your face, now is the time for your tears.
Martin Carthy there from the album Signs of Life, with the lonesome death of Hattie Carroll. And listening to that, I remembered, as many of you will do, that Christy Moore has also done a wonderful, wonderful version of that song, which I'll play for you in the weeks to come. Now, Lynn Shearshire, a friend of mine, a great harpist who lives in West Connemara, wrote in to say, play something from the Lost Basement Tapes, or as they're called, Lost on the River, the new Basement Tapes. It's an album produced by T-Bone Burnett and features a collection of musicians like Elvis Costello, Rhiannon Giddens and Marcus Mumford. She says, I love the album and Rhiannon Giddens is marvellous. Well, the album consists of a series of tracks which were based on recently uncovered lyrics handwritten by Bob Dylan in 1967, probably in the house where the first recordings of the Basement Tapes took place. Nothing was done with them for years until a little while back, when T-Bone Burnett got all the people together and recorded what I think is a very classy album of new songs from Dylan. Here's Rhiannon Giddens and Elvis Costello and the Gang from the album Lost on the River with a song which may be new to a lot of you called Spanish Mary. It's a little bit of a new take, if you like, on Seven Yellow Gypsies or perhaps Gypsy Davy, but it's certainly heavily influenced by the traditional song about the gypsy band scouring the country or the handsome gypsy lad enticing a lass away.
Sailors bold and true, with cargo they did carry. They sailed away on the ocean blue for the love of Spanish Mary. So deeply now were they disturbed, no longer could they tell. For the love of Spanish Mary. In Kingston town of high degree, the buffoon, the fool, the fairy, who paid the dues and inquired to me for the love of Spanish Mary.
Thank you.
Rhiannon Giddings there from the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Elvis Costello and the Gang with Spanish Mary from the album Lost on the River, the new Basement Tapes. And if you've just joined us, listeners in Ireland, Australia and Canada, this show is, well, I suppose you could call it a tribute, but it's also folky versions of the songs of Bob Dylan. If you want to find out anything more about the songs, about the artists, about the singers, or about the albums, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find all the information on every track there. You'll also find links through to all the artists' individual websites, and you'll also be able to go and sign the guest book and tell us where you're listening from, because that always fascinates me. Now, I probably had more requests for this next track than any other. It's Martin Simpson's version of Boots of Spanish Leather. They came from Kip Bailey, Martin Hadwidge, Phil Hare, Bob Thomas, Mike Excel, Phil Carter, the sound guy who mixed sound for me in Penistone recently when I was on tour, Carl Robbins, the musician, Edwina Hayes, another great singer and songwriter, Percy Paradise, Phil Hare, Steve Kitchen, and Ian McLean. They all asked for Martin's brilliant version of Boots of Spanish Leather.
Nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be warning you. Just carry yourself back to me unspoiled from across that lonesome ocean. But I just thought you might long want something fine, made of silver or of golden. From the mountains of Madrid or from the coast of Barcelona. But if I had the stars from the darkest night or the diamonds from the deepest ocean, I would forsake them all for your sweet kiss. For that's all I'm wishing. Such a long, long time. It's only this I am asking. Is there something I can send you to remember me by, to make your time more easy passing? Well, how can you ask me again? You know it only brings me sorrow for the same thing I would want today, I would want again tomorrow. A letter on a lonesome day, from her ship sailing. It said, I don't know when I will be coming back again. Depends on how I'm feeling. So if you, my love, must think that way, then I'm sure your mind is roaming, and I am sure your thoughts, they are not with me, but with the country to where you're going. So take heed of the western wind. Take heed of the stormy weather. Something you can send back to me, Spanish boots of Spanish leather. And yes, there is something you can send back to me, Spanish boots.
Bootleg USA, Martin Simpson with a cracking version of Boots of Spanish Leather. Yvonne Saunders emailed to say, please play the Ballad of Hollis Brown, but can you tell me, is it a true story? Did rural poverty really drive this man to murder his family? Well, I have looked and I can't find any actual record of a person called Hollis Brown, but the story is common enough. And as you say, Yvonne, Old Blind Dogs did a great version of this song on their album from way back when called Legacy. So let's play their version of what is a chilling and horrific story.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town, with his wife, his five children, and his cabin broken down. He looked for work and money, and he walked a ragged mile. He looked for work and money, and he walked a ragged mile. But your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. The rats have got your flour, that blood had got your mare. The rats have got your flour, bad blood had got your mare. Is there anyone that knows? Is there anyone who cares? You pray to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. You pray to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. Your empty pockets tell you that. Sleep.
crazy, they're a-tugging at your sleeve. Seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere's in the distance, there's seven new people born.
Dogs with the Ballad of Hollis Brown from their album Legacy. Now, Brian Miller, Phil Davidson, Jim Bennett, Chris Sadler and Chris Usden all wrote in saying Tim O'Brien's Red on Blonde album has got some great, great versions of Dylan's songs on it. Well, I do know the album, and in fact I've got it somewhere on the shelf, but what I've done is pulled off an album called Sing Along with Putumayo, which was a kid's album put out in the States way back when my first grandchild was born. I used to sing this song to him because I learnt it off the album. It does come originally, I think, from Red on Blonde, but like I say, the version I've got here comes from the album Sing Along with Putumayo. And it's Tim O'Brien's version of the Dylan song, Man Gave Names to All the Animals.
In the beginning, man gave names to all the animals. In the beginning, a long time ago. Man gave names to all the animals.
Gave names to all the animals, Tim O'Brien, from the album Sing Along with Putumayo, but it also appears, like I said, on the album Red on Blonde. Now, Francis O'Rourke, great Irish musician from Manchester, wonderful piano accordion player, just sent a very simple email, Farewell Angelina by Danu, from When All Is Said and Done. Lovely. And it is.
Follow the sound. The triangle tingles and the trumpets play slow. My farewell, Angelina. The sky is on fire and I must go. There's no need for anger. There's no need for blame. There's nothing. Everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea means farewell, Angelina. The sky is trembling and I must leave. The jack and the queen have forsaken the courtyard. Now file past the guard. sort of shotgun, and the neighbors they'd laugh and the Jews eat blast. But farewell, Angelina, the sky's changing color, and I must leave fast.
Angelina, wonderful voice of Mirren Nicole from the album When All Is Said and Done by the great band Danu. Some of you might have recognised that the tune to that particular song has got more than a passing resemblance to Farewell to Tawathi, the traditional song about the whaling fleet. Now, a few years back, Dave Berlin, who's got one of the great voices of the world, sent me a track which later appeared on an album called Younger Than That Now, Songs by Bob Dylan. And playing on the track with him was a young and fairly unknown banjo player at the time called Damien O'Kane, who of course has gone on since to make a number of fabulous albums himself. The two of them together, I think, make an absolutely incredible sound. Damien's playing a four-string banjo but making it sound like a five-string. Brilliant musician, and he's backing one of the greatest singers on the planet, Dave Berland. Here they both are with Girl from the North Country.
If you're traveling the North Country Fair, the wind hits heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true lover of mine. Please see for me, her hair hangs low, rolls and flows all down her breast. See for me if her hair hangs low. That's the way I remember her best. Mm-hmm. you go. When the snowflakes storm, when rivers freeze and summer ends. See, she has a coat so warm to keep her from the howling. I wonder if she remembers me at all. Many times I've often prayed in the darkness of my night and in the brightness of my it's heavy on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true lover of mine.
My favourite version ever of that song, Girl from the North Country, Dave Berland, from the album Younger Than That Now, songs by Bob Dylan. Now, I do love short and sweet requests, and Alan Morley just emailed to say, whatever you do, if you play Mr. Tambourine Man, don't play William Shatner's version. William Shatner, of course, Captain Kirk in Star Trek. And then he goes into Caps, does Alan Morley. It truly is terrible, awful, an abomination, a sack of poo. Well, I've chosen a version which is anything but a sack of poo. It's a fabulous, fabulous version of the classic Bob Dylan song, Mr. Tambourine Man, and it's by Judy Collins.
Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I'm branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll go following you. Upon your magic swirling ship, my senses have been stripped, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Your dance and spell my way, I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. In the jingle jangle. smoke rings of my mind down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted twisted trees, out to the windy beach, far from the crazy reach of twisted sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond skies with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. And there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you.
One more time.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy. I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you. In the jingle jangle morning I'll come following you.
Tambourine Man from Judy Collins' album Send In The Clowns, The Best Of. And that was, of course, a live version of the Dylan song. I'm going to stick with live versions and play you With God On Our Side from Joan Baez's album Wildwood Flowers. But before I do play it, I want to say that the English folk scene had a huge impact on Dylan. Farewell to Tarwathy, obviously used as a basis of the tune Farewell Angelina. Songs like The Girl from the North Country, Spanish Mary, which took a lot of lines from Seven Yellow Gypsies and Gypsy Davy. And With God On Our Side, the track I'm going to play you now, essentially the tune is the same as The Patriot Game, a song written by Dominic Behan. And in fact, when Dylan released the song, Behan chided Dylan publicly, claiming that the melody was an original composition. But as Dylan pointed out, the tune was in fact a traditional tune called The Merry Month of May, which Behan himself had used as the basis of his song. Well, that's what we call the folk process. So here we go with the tune of The Patriot Game and the song With God On Our Side. I'm going to follow that immediately with a brilliant version of Masters of War from a band that many of you will know from the hit parade over here in England a good few years back. The Flying Pickets, from their album Lost Boys, and I think it's a brilliant version, a brutal version, an unaccompanied a cappella version of Masters of War. But before that, here's Joan Baez with a softer version of With God On Our Side.
It means nothing, my age, it means less, and the country come from is called the Midwest. Was brought up there and taught there the law to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. For the history books tell, tell it so well, the cavalry charged and the Indians fell, the cavalry charged.
Then you turn and run farther when bad bullets fly like Judas of old. Dum, dum. You lie and deceive. Dum, dum. World war can be won. Dum, dum. You want me to believe. Dum, dum. But I see through your eyes. Dum, and I see through your brain. Dum, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. Dum, dum. You fasten the trigger. Dum, dum. For others to fire. Dum, dum. Then you sit back and watch. Dum, dum. When the death count gets higher. Dum, dum. You hide in your mansion. Dum, as young people's blood. Dum, flows out of their bodies. Dum, and is buried in the mud. You throw the worst fear. Dum, that can never be heard. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins.
Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find.
You die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. I'll stand by your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Well, like I said, it's a brutal version, but a brilliant version. The Flying Pickets there with Masters of War from their album Lost Boys. I'm going to run two songs back to back now in the hope that I can get all the 18 tracks in before the end of the programme. First of all, Blowing in the Wind from Seth Lakeman, and after that, Ralph McTell with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? And how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head, pretend he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in. Answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear the people cry. Yes, and how many deaths will it take to overdose? Too many people have died. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer's a blowing.
To sit and wonder why, babe, it don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason that I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. That light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm walking on the dark side of the road. So I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Just don't think twice, it's alright. It ain't no use of calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. It ain't no use of calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave my heart, but you wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I cannot tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I'll just have to say fare thee well. And I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted some of my precious time. Don't think twice, it's alright.
Ralph McTell there with a cracking version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, the title track of his Dylan tribute album. And before that, you heard Seth Lakeman with Blowing in the Wind, and that's from the album Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, colon, a folk tribute. Now, here's a version of a Dylan song that I doubt that many of you will have heard before. Mary Asquith was a great singer and songwriter and blues singer from the Manchester area. She died far too young, but made one absolutely superb album called Closing Time, which had a lot of her songs on it and a few covers as well, including this one, which I think is a brilliant version of the Bob Dylan song, Just Like Tom Thumb Blues.
When you're lost in the rain and worries, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through, don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Mark Avenue. They got some hungry women there, they really make a mess out of you. If you see Saint Annie, won't you please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move my fingers, they are all in a knot. I don't even have the strength to get up and take another shot. My best friend genre.
Great sax player Barbara Thompson there with Mary Asquith from the album Closing Time with Just Like Tom Thumb Blues. I've got to say that that album is one of my favourite albums of all time. I play it regularly and it is a superb piece of work from, like I say, a girl that was taken from us far too soon, the great Mary Asquith from Manchester. Now, the next track had simply dozens of people writing in asking for it. Linda Frood said, Mike, please would you include Sinead Lohan's cover of To Ramona. I know you said before you liked it. There's a great video on YouTube if you want a reminder with some great musicians on it, including Donald Lunny. I also had requests from David Alan Green, Bob Fraser, Steve Golding, Sid Edwards, John Daly, and John Avison, who sings with the great band Moonbeams. I also had an email from my old mate Eamon McLaughlin, who has his own wonderful radio programme on Connemara Community Radio on a Sunday morning, round about 10 o'clock. Check it out on the website. So for all of you people out there, and where's Eamon's email? Let me just read it here. No mince pies and sherry this Sunday, Guinness and crisps. Happy New Year. Just a thought for your Bob Dylan show. Cork Lady, Sinead Lohan and Ramona. Methinks it's a good take. I didn't know she came from Cork. I knew she was Irish, but I didn't know she was from County Cork. Anyway, here she is with a brilliant version of the Dylan song, To Ramona.
Ramona, come closer, shed softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. The flowers of the city, though breath-like, get death-like sometimes. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in line. Your cracked country lips I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movements still capture the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed by worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. Fooled into thinking the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. They'll hype you and type you into making you feel that you've gotta be just like them.
Sinead Lohan with To Ramona, and that version comes from the album Storytellers. I should have read out what John Daly wrote, because I think it's really interesting. He says, "For me, this is one of the best cover versions of anything by anyone ever. The counterpoint of the Spanish style guitar with her lilting Irish voice is absolutely perfect." What can I do but agree? Just time for one more track, because this is going to be a very, very long show. Marley's Ghost is a band I came across in the USA about, what, let me just think, about 13 years back. Fantastic band, and this is a great version of Dylan's Lay Down Your Weary Tune.
Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum, caught by the sound before the dawn. I knew the night had gone, the morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum the ocean wild like an organ played, the seaweed's woven strand, the crashing waves like a cymbal clashed against the rocks and sands. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to.
Lay down your weary tune, Marley's Ghost from the album Haunting Melodies. Bringing this folky tribute to Bob Dylan, the songs and works of the great man, to, I think, a fitting conclusion. Listen, I know I won't have pleased everybody. You'll have your own ideas and your own versions of songs that you love, but what can you do? We're rapidly running out of time, so I've done the best I can. Keep those requests coming in, by the way, for all kinds of folk music, because we do love to hear what you want to hear. And it's also great to find out where you're coming from. Next week's going to be another general show. Don't forget to go to the website, where you will find a veritable cornucopia of folky things. You'll also find a little donate button there, should you wish to flirt a few bob at the show, because we just got a bill for in excess of a grand for one of the servers that we use. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Because it's a wacky old world out there. And I'm not sure I like it being that wacky all that much. Ta-da.